Okay, we're in Simen Reish Ches Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, "Bebracha achas mein shalosh shel peros dechutz laretz chosim al aretz v'al peros beretz Yisrael chosim al aretz al perosa." When you make the bracha achrona on the shiva minim, so if you're in chutz laretz, you say al aretz al peros, but if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say al aretz al peroseha, because Eretz Yisrael was praised with these fruits, so we want to say it is specifically these fruits. If you're in Chutz La'aretz and you're eating fruit from Eretz Yisrael, Chosim Gamkein Al Peroseha. It doesn't go based on where you are, it goes based on where the fruits are from. So if the fruits are from Eretz Yisrael, you say Al Peroseha, and if the fruits are from Chutz La'aretz, then you say Al Peros. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're a Suffolk, whether the fruits are from Eretz Yisrael or not, you should assume they are not from Eretz Yisrael, and you say Al Haperos. Sif Yeralef, Bracha Me'ein Shalosh Diyayin, Eino Chosim Ala Gefen Val Pir Gefen, Ela Ala Aretz Val Pir Gefen, Ala Aretz Ala Peros. When you are making the Bracha Chona on wine, you don't end with Ala Gefen Val Pir Gefen. Rather, you end with Al Ha'aretz Val Pir Gefen, Ala Aretz Val Peros, and the general Minhag Olam is to end with Al Ha'aretz Val Pri Hagefen. Why is this Bracha called Me'ein Shalosh? The Mishnah Berurah explains it's because the Nusach of Al HaMichya has within it the themes of each of the four brachos of Birkas Amazon, but it's called Me'ein Shalosh of the three because those are the ones that are Do'orais.